Proclamation number 6016 of 5th of August, 1954. Sleep state. Light and life. People walk along on Earth as if in a state of sleep, indifferently abandoning themselves to rest and inactivity, which, however, signifies the greatest disadvantage for the soul. The time of their earthly life is given to them to achieve an aim, and this aim is also attainable if only they remember that a task has been set for them and that they now live earthly life consciously. Only a few do this, but the majority let themselves drift and sink into the whirlpool of the world, i.e., their souls receive no upliftment. They remain in a state of sleep which changes into a state of death when earthly life is over. Life alone is desirable. Yet no human being thinks of the fact that he is striving towards death, which he can very well escape. Every person loves life and yet does not strive for it, and it is his own fault, his own will, if his soul sinks into the night of death. He acts thoughtlessly and unconscionably towards his soul because he does not consider that his soul is his single quote after all, and that this soul can never ever pass away. He does not believe it, although he is enlightened about it, although he is not completely left without knowledge about it, and he cannot necessarily be made to believe. And his indifference prevents light from reaching him. He goes through this earthly life with his eyes closed, and if he opens them he only looks at things which are desirable to his body, but he does not let a ray of light penetrate as far as to the soul. It remains in dark night, in a state of sleep, and finally finds death. How full of light your earthly life could be if earthly life were not enough for you. If you demanded a glimpse into the spiritual kingdom. If you demanded information about your destiny and your earthly task. You would never again remain in darkness. The light from above would make you happy and fill you with the desire to acquire eternal life. You would awaken and go energetically to your work. To free the soul from its enclosure. You would free yourselves from darkness and weakness. You would enter into light and life and never wish to return to your former state, when you walked blindly and weakly on earth. You would desire life and also receive it. But light and life can only be given to you if you seriously strive for it. But as long as you remain indifferent to your single quote, as long as you only seek your physical well-being and do not think of the soul, you will remain in the night, and darkness will also be your fate after your death, because you have not made use of the earthly life which was given to you to ascend from the night to the light. Amen.